What's up, everybody? Back once again after a horrific All-Star weekend. So I'm glad that's over with and we can finally move on to what should be one of the best regular season finishes I can remember in quite some time. So we're gonna go in and have a little discuss. Okay, as the usual, it's me, Felice, Jalen, and the guy who doesn't know time zones, Azad.
Real. Bro,
Yeah.
what? I made it on time this week. What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
I
how
prefer not to
you
speak.
do, yeah.
No, it's because, bro, I accidentally said central time last week when I meant to say Eastern.
So he was a little confused about time zones last week, or yeah, last week when he wasn't here. But you know, it's all right. We're gonna be discussing mostly. We'll spend some time with the Eastern Conference, but for the most part, we'll be discussing the Western Conference and how we end up seeing the shakeout. As everybody, most people know that. Mostly from seed 2 to seed 10 are pretty close for the most part. Really, seed 3 and seed 10 is very close. So without further ado, we'll go right into it. We'll start with kind of like the bottom of the conference. Not obviously not the Spurs and the Rockets because they're not going to be in the chase when it's all said and done. They're in their own very important chase, which I'm sure Felice can allude to. But the Lakers, for example, they're 13th. They're the worst team in the Western Conference that is not actively trying to lose, right? And they just made obviously some big moves, which we already talked about. And getting rid of Russell Westbrook, getting back D'Lo, Malik Beasley, Vando. So they're trying to make up ground. So they are, I think, right now out of the 10th seed, there are two games out of the 10th, which is Oklahoma. I don't know if any of you guys seen their first five games or so. 6-7 is pretty difficult, all against Western Conference teams. A very big stretch coming over them. Do you guys think the Los Angeles Lakers can make up this differential? Not much of a differential, but do you think when we're all said and done and in 20 some games from now, when the dust settles, do you guys foresee the Los Angeles Lakers getting to be in the play-in tournament?
The play-in tournament,
So yeah,
yeah.
any play-in position.
At the strength of schedule, some of these teams.
Yeah, so I was told that they have to go about like 16-8 in their last games to
Whoever made
make
that up, I'm
it.
not gonna lie, bro. They capping about that. I don't think they actually have
They're
to.
capping because they're legit like 2 games behind.
They're just two games behind, so they just have to win two more than the Thunder, essentially.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
just
what I was
clear.
thinking. That's
Yeah.
what I was thinking.
I was like, how is there a specific number that they like need when they're literally 2 games behind? Like, that does
Yeah,
not
they
make
were
sense.
two games
Two games
behind
behind
a big
Cleveland.
number, but 16-8 is
Yeah.
such a crazy thing too.
Sixteen and
Yeah.
eight is insane.
That'll probably put them
They'd have
like
to
eighth or seventh
they'd have
if they
to win
get
like
that.
67% of their games. Like, that does not make sense. Like, that makes sense if they were like 5 games behind or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
But only two doesn't make sense.
The
So do you guys foresee them?
Lakers, I think they'll probably squeak in because, to be honest, their strength of schedule is
It's kind of mid.
very.
It's kind of mid. I mean,
They
though, what
have
do you think
two.
about that first seven coming out the break for these?
Okay, yeah, that's probably tough, and they're probably gonna have to at the bare minimum, they have to win like three of those at the bare minimum. But, because if they don't, they're probably fucked.
Yeah, they
After
have a
that,
tough stretch.
I mean, three of
After
seven,
that.
though, right? Doesn't that put them 8 games below 500? Do you think they can make up, I mean, 9 games? Do you think they can make up a 9 game below 100 differential to make
Wait,
the play?
you said three and seven or three
Not
of
three and
seven?
sorry,
Not
my
even
dumbass. Sorry, it's three and
three
four. My bad,
and
my
four,
dumbass. My math is cooked.
yeah.
There'd be 6 games
Was about
below
to say,
500. You think they're making up that gap being 6 games below at that point? Because I
I
think
mean,
seven games will leave 17 games left for them or something like that in the season.
considering they play the Rockets twice, they play the Magic, they play the Bulls, they play the Jazz twice, they play the Thunder twice, so that's two opportunities
And
to make
those
up
are not
ground.
gimmies.
Oh, well, the Rockets are
I could
gimmies.
easily see them losing those games. I
The Rockets
don't
are gimmies.
know.
They're winning both of those games, but.
From what I've seen from the new Lakers, I can see them winning a lot of those games. But at the same time, it's like they just got that new roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like the new roster, though. Like, I think it's more versatility. I like D'Lo is more of a controlled PG than obviously Russell Westbrook. I mean, Mo Bamba has been all right, but I like him off the bench. I like Vanderbilt starting too. I mean, I think they can go on like a decent run. I think they'll sneak in the play-in. and they'll face whoever isn't
Against them.
playing, like the
It'll be
Timberwolves
Gold.
or
Golden State
the
would be ninth
Pelicans.
right now,
Yeah.
for example.
Yeah.
Golden State needs
So
to make the playoffs.
no, they do not.
They do. If they're in the lottery, the sport needs to be
We
ended.
were talking before we recorded. We said if they, bro, if they like go in the lottery, they're gonna get some like
Insane
crazy
luck.
luck to get Victor.
Oh,
So
they're gonna get Victor or Azir Thompson. Amen Thompson. It's gonna be really over.
you don't want to
it's
see that.
over.
So come on, Curry. Come on back, Curry. We need you tomorrow. Inject them with whatever they gave
Tomorrow is
Mahomes at halftime.
crazy.
Whatever
What
they
was the
injected with
timing
Mahomes at halftime.
tomorrow?
But so the Lakers, you guys think they sneak in? Is that an overall consensus here that
Yeah, I think they probably sneak in.
I think they
Yeah, I
might.
don't.
It depends. It really depends on LeBron's health because LeBron is playing on a hurt ankle. That's kind of a ticking time bomb. Obviously Anthony Davis is prone to get hurt anytime. But yeah, if those two stay healthy, then I can definitely see them making a run at the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing then now moving on from the Lakers, since it seems to be a consensus, they're sneaking in, right?
Yep.
Then that leaves Portland out of here. Do you guys don't think
No,
Portland?
I
Hell
don't think
no,
Portland's
Portland.
doing
Hell not.
They just
Anthony
traded
Simons got
away.
hurt.
Damn.
Simon,
They
yeah.
traded away one of their best role players. They got a couple of players injured right now. Simons and isn't Nurkic injured?
Nurkic as well, yeah.
Yeah, even though Nurkic is not like anything
Drew Eubanks is
crazy.
better than him.
I mean, he's
Yeah.
better than Drew Eubanks. I mean,
Drew Eubanks is better than Nurkic.
all right.
So
Yeah,
I mean that like you
Drew
guys don't think
Eubanks is the Reggie
Dame's
Jackson of centers.
magnificent season
No
can
shade.
propel them to 10?
Yeah, I
Nah.
think they'll fall in the standings. I mean,
I mean
I
they're
don't
12.
think
How
they're
much
gonna.
more can they fall? Yeah.
13.
I
No,
think
13.
I think Utah, I mean I think Utah's gonna drop 13 just because like obviously
I
they
think
got rid of a
Utah
lot
is
of
also gonna
contributors.
drop as well.
Yeah, they got rid of a lot of contributors that helped the team.
Yeah, I like Utah's team better all around.
You
But
currently than Portland.
Portland's?
it's a mid off, but yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
mid off, but like, I mean, aside from the Damian Lillard effect or the impact, like, I like Utah's team all around. They just have no defense, man. It's just like, not defense, but actually, I think they've been pretty solid on defense, but they're just inconsistent as a team. Like, they had a comeback against us last week, and then I think they got rolled over in the next couple of games. Like, they're just inconsistent. They have no one besides Dame. They're literally putting three guys on Dame at half court. Like, just tells you what they think about the whole team, right?
Yeah,
So
I
I'm gonna
mean,
say that they're
dang.
gonna fall their team and be the
That's
third worst team in the West, which is crazy.
brutal that Portland didn't even get a single yes. I also do not have them making the play-in. I did not have them making the play-in in the beginning of the year anyway, so quite frankly, I don't see that
I think I
changing.
had them just outside of it. I don't remember.
But I do think I haven't heard when Curry's coming back specifically. But if that lingers on for Steph Curry, they will overtake Golden State because they're only a game behind Golden State. And I do think when both with Golden State without Curry is worse than every team that we just named. So it could very well be possibly that Golden State is the one that completely bottoms out and opens up another spot. And we'll get to talking to them about them in more detail.
I mean, they're
Oklahoma,
the.
so you guys think Oklahoma is dropping out for Lakers essentially?
I just smell a Sam Presti tank. I just smell it. I don't
I think, I mean, OKC has LA's number, but I feel like looking at the schedule, OKC's schedule, they got the Kings a couple times. They got the Suns, which I don't think KD's gonna play.
They play the Suns 4 times, by the way.
Yeah, I think he's gonna
Whoa.
play the
They
next
still
two,
have
but
four
he's
matches against each
obviously
other.
yeah.
That is
They play
insane.
like the Warriors, Clippers,
I mean, they have a couple gimme games against the Pistons, the Spurs, and the Hornets.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if
They
there
play
is
the
like a.
Clippers twice. They play the Kings twice. They play the
Yeah, they play the Kings
Grizzlies.
twice.
They play the Nets. So they're not. The Nets aren't ass. They're just
So
like.
they have a mid schedule, like not a too easy schedule, but I won't be surprised if they make it. Like they've been outgrowing expectations all season long.
They've been very good recently. If you look at their offense, defense, their net rating, very recently they've been
Yeah.
one of the better teams actually in the NBA. Do you guys think that's just a hot streak, or is this gonna keep going? Because I see a reality where I think it's obviously, I'm not gonna go team my team, because I feel like, again, every other team kind of gets jumbled in here. There's a scenario where Curry and Zion, right? So the Pelicans are a game ahead of Oklahoma as well. So if these guys, Zion and Curry, are missing 2-3 more weeks now from here, let's say from here at this current point.
Yeah.
I think OKC genuinely is a better basketball team. So I significantly see that they just may stay in their same spot, because other teams who are, I mean, literally every team above Golden State, Minnesota, and the Pelicans are all dealing with, are all missing an All-NBA player. So that is a significant advantage, because obviously they're missing their own number one, number two pick. Don't get me wrong, but I think they can keep their spot just because of the fact that I don't see how Golden State's schedule is brutal coming out this break. I mean, they do got the Rockets in between, but I mean, they got the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a couple easy ones.
The Timberwolves. I mean, they got the Rockets, that's easy one, but I mean, they got Timberwolves, they got the Blazers, they got the Clippers, they got the
they
Pelicans.
They play the Lakers twice, they play the Blazers twice, they play the Thunder twice the rest of the way. They play
Grizzlies, Milwaukee, Rockets Phoenix, twice. Clippers,
they play
Hawks.
The Grizzlies twice, they play the Clippers twice, they still play the Sixers, the Kings, the Bucks, the Nuggets. So it's kind of like in the middle. Yeah.
So it's brutal without Curry, right? Just assuming Curry won't be back.
Without Curry, it's kind of insane.
So I don't. They could very well be the team that just bottoms out, and by the time Curry comes back, it's too steep of a climb to foresee. So let's make this a little bit easier, right? Let's make this a little bit easier. Going by team is a little insane. Who do you guys think are going to be the four playing teams then in the West? 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm not doing this in order.
Okay, let's leave order out. Just name four.
Pelicans, Timberwolves, Warriors and Lakers, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I got the same. I think it's tough. I think OKC, they've been so good recently. I think they have the number one offense in, like, 2023 so far. So their offense is clicking. Josh Giddey's actually good at basketball, surprisingly. I know Feliz hates that. But
he's all right.
It's tough because, I mean, they have a mid-schedule, too, so it's not too hard. It's not too easy. I'm going to still say the Lakers get the edge, but I would not be shocked if, like, OKC gets that last playing spot.
Yeah, I got the same four. The Timberwolves, Pelicans, Warriors, and Lakers.
All right. Yeah, I got – except for the Warriors, I have the OKC Thunder. I have the Blazers probably getting in. I like the Lakers, right? I really do, but I don't. I think with LeBron dealing with depending on how, how much you trust Chris Haynes, right? I don't think he's ever lied, so I don't see a reason to not trust him. That he said, what he said was that LeBron's dealing with a very, very significant injury that's very, very painful. So if I'm to take that into consideration, and the fact that LeBron sat the entire All-Star game, right? I know they're trying to say the finger got caught in the rim, and that's why. But I find it hard to believe an NBA player missed that over that. You know what I'm trying to say? So that ankle injury is severe, very painful, according to him. I'm sure that means LeBron will have some games where he just has to rest.
Yeah.
AD, you already spoke about him. Yep, AD. We spoke about him already, even though he's been good since coming back from injury. He's played almost every game.
He's been all right.
He hasn't been that good when he's come back. But yeah, he has a couple of real good games. But defensively, also his impact has been very good, despite obviously offensively he's had his issues. I like the team. I think their best player, LeBron in this case, health being severely in question. AD being someone who, while it's great, I hope he continues to stay healthy. I pray that he continues to keep healthy. He just, as we've seen with this year, he's going to be in and out the lineup. They already have a big climb here. They're not to say that they can't catch, for example, a team like Oklahoma, or for example, a team like Golden State, or even Portland, who's a game and a half ahead of them right now. They're also a team dealing with injuries themselves. Not like they're just have a clean bill, no health issues themselves. And again, new lineup, right? They're still gonna, as good as they looked against the Pelicans, right? This is a Pelicans team that has been struggling lately. Brandon Ingram came back, what, a week before the game, a week and a half.
Yeah.
Zion obviously is out, and they've just been, Pelicans have been poor since Zion went out. So that is
Yeah.
it, they haven't beaten it. Now the Warriors game, I'll give it to them because LeBron sat out that game too. That was a good win. But the Pelicans game, all right. That's a good one. I'll give it to you. But again, you're facing a team that hasn't been good and missing their best player. Now I'm interested to see now. I don't really care about the Warriors matchup tomorrow just because I do think the Lakers are significantly are just downright better than Golden State fully healthy. Especially without Curry. I want to see how they do against Dallas on Sunday. And I think they play Memphis on Monday. Maybe it's a back to back there, or they play them on Tuesday. I can't remember when they play Memphis. That's really gonna show me what they have, because now you're facing the Grizzlies have no injury concerns and nor do the Mavericks. So both teams are fully healthy. And their teams are ahead of you who are better than you. So if they show some good things in those matchups this quickly after the trade, then all right, I'm gonna have confidence and belief in them. Do I think they have the talent to make the play-in pretty easily? If the talent meshes and they sneak in, and who knows if they make the playoffs, I really do think they give us a scare to the upper seeds if not outright beat them. But my concern is with LeBron's injury, AD not, is he gonna play all 24 games that they have left? How does these other pieces look when one of the star players are out or absent? And you already, again, Lakers, the only reason why Lakers, that's the only reason why Lakers are even this close, and these other teams as well are this close, because the Mavericks, not only have they not been good, I think they're like 0-8 in games Luka missed. Pelicans, Zion been out the whole, what, the last 2 months. Cat been out since November. Curry been out. He missed like a whole month earlier in the year, and now he's been out again. So,
Even the Suns had Booker being out for like, what was it, like
yeah.
over a month?
And then Paul George and Kawhi were like, Kawhi was just garbage and barely played like the first 3 months of the season. So,
Yeah.
all health issues have been a big reason why this conference is so congested. And when these teams are all going to start relatively getting, I don't know about the Pelicans or Golden State, but at least the Timberwolves, the Suns now are fully good. They're fully complete, right? They have
Yeah,
no injuries in KD
by
joining.
Sunday, Kevin Durant should.
Exactly. Dallas is fully healthy. The Clippers are fully healthy and added a lot of depth along with that.
Yeah.
So these teams that all of a sudden are playing average because they're missing elite players, when they're not playing average anymore and they're stacking up wins and they're running away from you, it's kind of hard for me to see. And the reason why I give the Blazers the edge over the Lakers for the simple fact is, again, the Blazers have no injuries right now. As of now, they have a relatively easy schedule. The Blazers, I believe, as well. I think both of them have a relatively
I
easy
mean, they
schedule.
have Nurkic and Simons, like.
How long are they out? Isn't Simon supposed to be back relatively soon?
Wasn't it like an ankle injury? He's supposed to be out for
Yeah.
like probably a week or two. And then
I
Nurkic
mean,
has been out for like, I don't even know. It's been like a couple of weeks as well, I think.
it's like, I mean, okay, they have a tough matchup in Sacramento tomorrow, but looking at the schedule here, I'm not too fazed, right? You got the Rockets, then you got Golden State.
Easy
Again, you
win.
already kind of alluded to, they don't have Steph Curry. They got the Pelicans. Again, they've been struggling. They don't have Zion. You place Atlanta, they've literally just fired their head coach.
Yeah.
They're the eighth seed themselves in their own conference. I think they
They
literally have
have
the same record as the
a
Blazers.
pretty mid strength of schedule, to
Yeah,
be honest.
Magic, Pistons, like, come on, bro.
But they do play the Clippers twice, they play the Kings three times, and they play the Celtics twice, the rest of the way. So
They do have tough matches there, but I think this stretch coming out the All-Star break is gonna
yeah.
make or break these teams. Because, for example, the Lakers last day, because they're facing tough competition, not like the Lakers are facing bad teams coming out here.
Yeah.
If they drop, like as you said, Felice, they gotta go at least 3-4. If they go 1-6, like they're done, regardless of,
Yeah, they're
because
probably done.
Portland is not facing anybody that's difficult where I see them going 1-6. Same with OKC. The only team I can see them going 1-6 with them is the Golden State, but I know, man. It's really close. I think the Lakers or the Blazers can take the Warriors, but I just think Warriors are dropping out because their schedule seems pretty difficult, at least coming out the break. And the tough part of their schedule where they need Steph isn't going to be there. So I don't see how they survive the onslaught, personally.
Yeah.
That's just me. All right. So obviously, I think you guys named your playing teams here. It was, I think it was Pelicans, Timberwolves. Let's just go with the Lakers here. And who was the last team you guys said? The Warriors? Did all you guys say the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Warriors.
There's three of you guys that said that. We're going to roll with that. Okay, so I'm assuming then, who do you guys have dropping at six? So who do you guys have at six here?
I think Dallas.
I think Dallas stays at six.
I think Dallas. No, actually, I think the Kings dropped to six.
Yeah.
That's possible. Yeah, that's definitely possible.
So, okay, you got Sacramento dropping to six. And then the two of you said you got Dallas sticking at six?
Now that I think about it.
I'm going to stick with Sacramento and look at their schedule.
Yeah, they got the toughest. Them or the Clippers have the toughest schedule left. I can't remember which one.
No, they don't. There is a team. If you look at their schedule, look at the first seven games. I promise to God, you will laugh.
Who? What team? The Kings?
No, it's not. It's not in the Western Conference. But they.
The Philadelphia.
Not have the toughest schedule left.
No, I'm in the West, Phillies. I'm not talking about the NBA.
Oh, right now. Oh, yeah. The Clippers have the second hardest strength of schedule in the NBA.
Who's first?
I think the Sixers. Do not look at their schedule. Just don't do it.
They have a lot of tough road games on top of that. Not even like the home. They're playing a lot of their tough teams on the road on top of that.
Bro, do not look at what? It.
Yeah.
So they have a tough and luckily for them they played good enough for it.
The Kings
they'll
have
be fine.
The fourth hardest strength of schedule. All right.
Yeah. And
the Suns are six.
An interesting thing for you guys. The Kings and the Clippers are very good against teams below 500. Both of them are very bad against teams below above 500, and they both have a lot of teams left. Do you guys think that trend continues here, or
I'm gonna keep the Mavericks at six.
I think that a big reason that we're very low against teams in 500 is because obviously the injury issues. Like Kawhi was sending out a lot of back to backs, and we had the most back to backs in the NBA in the first half of the season. We only have one back-to-back left for the rest of the season. And a lot of those times we play teams that are 500 on the back half of the back-to-back. And we used to sit Kawhi or sit PG. And that's most of the reason why.
Okay. So
the Kings are just not that great.
The Kings. Okay, so you have the Kings at six. Aza, you have Dallas sticking at six with Feliz's prediction?
I think I think the Kings will definitely fall out 13.
How far are they falling?
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough. I don't.
Because if they fall to six,
the Kings. I'm gonna say the Kings drop to. I'm gonna say they drop to five. I think Dallas still remains six.
I think Dallas stays at six. I think I do have the Kings dropping as well.
And I think obviously Phoenix will rise to like three.
Wait. Dallas has the easiest strength of schedule left.
Yeah, they have a relaxed schedule.
I'm going to still stick with my pick.
Bro, they play the Spurs three times, okay? They play the Hornets twice, okay?
That's 5 wins.
Hey, LaMelo Ball might sneak a win in there.
They play the Pacers twice. They play the Bulls, the Jazz. They're probably going to beat the Lakers twice. Like, oh, my God.
Just think.
Okay, I'm
having my six still. I'm still worried about the defense.
I don't know, bro. I'm gonna keep them at six.
Yeah, they have a nice schedule. Unfortunately, I was hoping the Timberwolves would catch them, but I think Timberwolves' schedule is pretty difficult. We do have the tiebreaker on them. I don't know about the Pelicans and the Mavericks who has the tiebreaker because tiebreakers will matter big time. I think because I think a lot of teams will have the same record. But we'll see how that wraps up. So you got two people Dallas at six, Sacramento at six. Based off the strength schedule, as you said, I don't have Dallas at six anymore. I think they'll be above that. And I got Sacramento dropping six personally.
Because, well. I mean, it's close because Dallas is only two and a half games back from Sacramento.
Yeah, and before Kings fans try to say, right, it's literally just a two-game difference, bro. And you guys have one of the toughest schedules, and they have a very easy schedule. So I think it's not even like team level. I just think the teams you play make a big difference in how you end up. And unfortunately for Sacramento,
four
you got
and five
tough
in the West all have tough schedules the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great news for all the teams like 7 and 8, 9 who hope to maybe escape the play-in. Suns are an interesting case because I think they maybe need a little bit of time to calibrate together, not too much.
I think they're probably gonna need like a week.
I don't think so. I think it'll maybe take two games. I think KD, Book, and Chris Paul are gonna.
Well, do you know where two games puts them? Azad, if they lose two games, do you know how far they drop?
Oh, I know they're gonna jump to like eighth or
They dropped to nine, shit, potentially. So,
and even 10. The ninth. But I don't know. It depends who they face.
OKC, which is a good team. Right? That's a good team, right? Especially with the way it's they've been playing.
It's still a winnable game, though.
They played the Bucks twice.
And then they played the Bucks twice on Sunday. So those two games are very difficult.
I think KD was back for that. But
they play the Nuggets twice.
Is Giannis playing on Sunday?
Sixers?
No, I have no idea.
Probably
so.
Not. Probably not.
Okay, then yeah, I think they'll win regardless. Then
the way they made that wrist injury sound, he's probably not going to play on Sunday. Yeah, that's weird. Dude just played 20 seconds.
He said he avoided a major injury. So.
Yeah, dude played 20 seconds and said, "Yeah, I'm done."
Yeah, like, set up.
Might as well put a replacement in for him. You know what? Whatever. Weirdo. That's a weird energy right there.
So five, we got five.
Five. I'm gonna drop
the
Kings.
I think
five.
The Kings. I think the Kings dropped to five.
I'll say the Kings.
I'm keeping Phoenix at five. The way they are.
I think Phoenix jumps.
And I got the
jump slightly.
To where? How far?
Because they were four or three. Were really good with Book, and he hasn't been playing for a minute, and then now they
got
to
be fair though, they're two back. Wing players that are there are gone now. So
that's true, but
so Kevin Durant they said should be playing on Sunday, right? So that would mean he's only missed the game against the Thunder, so he probably should win.
Well, when he comes back, do they plan on resting him games, or is he just like full on? He can go.
I don't know, because the Nets are weird, so they might if it was like a playoff setting, like Kevin Durant would have probably already been back by now. Because
right. Yeah,
know.
I think
Nets,
a lot of teams
Nets are
being
pretty
very
weird
cautious
with their injury stuff.
Okay, so you guys have five.
I'm gonna.
Oh, Kings.
I put
what
the Kings
at
five. So I'm gonna put the Suns at four.
And Clippers then rise to three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the Suns at three. And then the Clippers stay at four. Basically, just switch the Kings and Suns. And that's essentially what I would do as my top five in the West. Because I don't think
another
Memphis
question
are...
for you guys. Does Sacramento, by some chance, catch Memphis? Is it only a three-game difference over there?
No.
I mean, they could, but I don't see it. No. Memphis is crazy at home, too. And I think they got...
They're 24-5 at home.
Yeah, they don't lose over.
That's kind of crazy.
That's
the whole like, West, though. To be fair, all West teams are much better at home.
That's the second best record in the second best NBA. Home record in the NBA. I think tied with the Celtics.
Who's the first? Oh, Boston.
No, I said it's tied with the Celtics for second.
Oh, okay.
The Nuggets are 27-4 at home.
All right, in this conference, in this pile. Who would you guys say who do you guys think can rise from, let's say, a more bottom place and rip off a lot of games here and see themselves much better? Conversely, who do you guys think who can drop pretty significantly?
I think the Kings could drop the most, of obviously what we said, because all the teams below them, like, getting better and getting healthy. I think the Kings can drop the most. Making the biggest jump. When is Karl Anthony Towns supposed to be, like, back?
There's, like, too many things to know. The Sham said 15 to 10 games back, and then another Wolves reporter said that timeline doesn't make any sense. Another one said Cat is working out very hard with the team. So I don't know. They're not telling us.
Right.
But let's go with Shams. Let's say 15, 10 games back in the season because that's the only official person I actually put a game return.
All right.
So Philadelphia, March 7th. Let's say that would be 15, I think.
Of course.
At home, I guess.
Based off that information, then, I'd probably say the team that could probably jump the most would probably be Mavericks because – the Pelicans are obviously dealing with Zion not being available. Same thing could be said about the Timberwolves with Kat. Same thing with the Warriors about Curry.
Yeah, it's basically about injuries. Like,
yeah,
7, 8, 9. Like, I feel like any of those teams can rise, but I don't know like the status for like Steph or Zion or Kat. So
yeah, and obviously the Lakers are dealing with what you already said with LeBron's injury.
I would say the Lakers because I mean I'm more certain about LeBron than I am like Cat or Zion coming back. So I would say them as the riser. Like, I think they surpassed the Jazz, Blazers, and Thunder. Yeah. But I again, if either Zion or Steph or what's his name, Cat come back, I feel like any of those teams can rise, especially the Pelicans. I mean, bro, they were
They
crazy
were
to
the
start the
one
year.
seed at one point.
They
Yeah,
were
they were really
the
good with
one
Zion.
seed.
Yeah.
And then
For like
Zion
four
obviously got
games.
hurt, and
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram got, well, he wasn't playing, but he had to get reacclimated, and he had a slow start too. So don't know. I would say the Lakers, but it depends on who's coming back sooner.
Gonna say the Mavericks for now, because strength of schedule. There was a team to rise.
Yeah, I agree with Felice. I think the Mavericks probably just because like, as you said, I don't know when any of these other teams players that, for example, the Pelicans would be an easy one, but I think what they said multiple weeks
I
after they
just got
traded Zion.
Sham
So
on
what
Cody.
Shams,
Like,
what do you say?
Sick,
sick. Kevin Durant is back on
he's
Wednesday.
been dead.
Wednesday.
He's back against the Hornets next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
See,
over.
so well, how many games do they play before that point in time?
I need two.
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 Probably two, three.
Yeah, you see, that's what I
They
meant
play
by
the
like.
Thunder. Then
Yeah,
they
they play the Thunder
play,
and the
what do they
Bucks.
play? The Bucks without
Thunder and the
Giannis, right?
Bucks. Bucks without
Yeah.
Giannis. And then they don't play. And yeah, they only play two games.
Oh, okay.
That's not that significant. They'll probably beat the Thunder and then.
Probably beat the Bucks, to be
Shit,
fair.
they might go
If
2-0
Giannis is
with
playing.
no
Yeah, they might go
2-0,
two-and-oh, and that might not even be an issue.
So, all right. Yeah, I got Dallas rising up. Those other teams, Golden State, I think is have they said Curry's out for a month though, but do we get anything extra beyond that? I don't know.
don't know.
I know Eddie Zion was David Griffin
I
said
just know the
multiple weeks.
Warriors will find a fucking way to sneak into the playoffs. I just have that sneaky suspicion.
They're that type of team, yeah. They're like for the soccer fans out there, they're
Most
like Real Madrid.
their most annoying franchise I've seen in professional American sports.
They just don't die, you could say. So I don't know about them, but regardless, as you said, 7, 8, 9, whoever gets their star back first can probably make the quickest run out of the play-in. But again, unfortunately for them, is like they probably will never get out the play-in just because all the teams ahead of them are all healthy now, right? The Dallas, Phoenix, Clippers, and Kings quadruple—they're all perfectly fine right now. So right out the break, they just get to play fully healthy and continue from where they left off, unless like. Cat does return Friday and he's healthy. Then we could talk about it. But or Curry comes back by some miracle and they just didn't want to say anything about it. But we'll see. We'll see. I think the team with the most potential to drop from the top, I'm gonna go Sacramento just because of their schedule. I will also say the Clippers because I Jalen, I don't know if you heard, Ty Lue once said that he plans on restricting Kawhi and Paul George's minutes.
Bro, he's been doing that before the All-Star break. They've been
So,
on minute restrictions since Kawhi and Paul George started playing back.
why though? Like, is
It's
there
not a
some sort of
real minute.
concern there, or
He's not a real human.
it's not a real minute restriction. They play 30 minutes a game.
So you're just saying that to say that.
He's been saying that it's because at first he was like, I'm gonna put him on a minute restriction leading up to the All-Star break or until the All-Star break. But they've been playing 30, 35 minutes a game. Then he's like, okay, I'm gonna limit their minutes up to the playoffs. And it just never happens. I wish he would limit Paul George's minutes to zero, though.
Yeah. I know
Yeah.
Kawhi, he was like really strict with his minutes, and then he just like lied to the media and said, nah, he's gonna play this much minutes, but then he played in past whatever minutes he set him
I feel
for.
like at
So
this point the conference is so tight, you kind of your hands are forced a little bit in a way.
yeah.
Yeah. To just play guys. They are
You
healthy,
just gotta
obviously.
go game by game and see like
Didn't LeBron say he would want to play every single game for the rest of the year?
I mean, if the guy
Yeah, I don't
is
know about that.
38 and
Yeah,
his
I don't know
ankle
about
is as bad
that,
as they
but
say
you
it
are
is, I don't
not
know.
playing back to backs. I have bad news for LeBron.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you'll play back to backs, but
You're not playing back to backs to begin with, and then they already
I
said that the
think,
ankle is like a thing.
shit, I mean, it depends how hurt you'll be. I mean, if the playing situation is like really tight, then
He's gonna
he
have
might
to.
just play. Yeah, he might just play through it.
Yeah, I think. That definitely probably be the case. Yeah, but as we just mentioned, the Western Conference standings are dear. Like, as we said, a two-game stretch would pretty much drop you from, if you're at Sacramento, you had a bad three-game stretch. You're from third to, like, 10th if the other teams below you keep winning. That's how bad it is. That's why last year was a little bit, as a fan of the Timberwolves, last year was easy work because I think we were, like, the All-Star bet, they were like 5 games ahead of the Clippers and we were 7th. So no one really cared anymore, right? Like, this, I was really just going to be 7th anyway. But now it's like...
There weren't really any close races last year, if I remember.
You know, people were mostly locked. I guess Denver and Minnesota were close, but it wasn't so close where it was like this, where it's like, okay.
It's like if you lose, you could drop like 6 places.
Yeah. So, I mean, thankfully for... At least the Timberwolves, the beginning of the break without Kat is pretty easy, except for the Clippers. They're not nothing about them's easy. Unless, I don't know. Do you guys have a back-to-back that week? I hope you guys have a back-to-back.
We only have one more back-to-back this season left.
They need to remove that shit from the NBA. That shit
is so back-to-backs?
Yeah, but they're not going to because, bro, if anything, there's going to be more back-to-backs because they're adding that stupid-ass mid-season tournament.
Bro, is that like... Officially,
I forgot all about
that. It seems like they're trying to do it. Yeah, because Adam Silver's even planning on adding what was it, non-NBA
European teams? Non-NBA teams.
He's going to
have I'd prefer that at least. If you're gonna do a midseason tournament, give me some new teams that I've never heard of before.
Give me like some random European teams,
the Taiwan Tigers, man.
Hey, what's Dwight Howard on?
Yeah, that's the team he's on. The Taiwan Tigers.
That's the team he's on? Yeah, let's see Dwight Howard.
Aren't they like three?
Eric Bledsoe's playing in China, too.
He's a what?
Like, Eric Bledsoe, isn't he playing in China, too?
Eric Bledsoe, okay.
Yeah, we don't care about him.
At all.
What were you saying, Jalen?
I said the Taiwan team that Dwight Howard's on is 3-13 in the last 16 games.
Oh, my God. Surprised.
Bro, I saw some shit where Dwight Howard's gonna be in the 3-point contest for that.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever league they're in.
All
right. I love when centers after their career say, "I could shoot threes, but I just didn't because my team didn't want."
Bro, he's just having fun, bro. I think Dwight's
do not look up Dwight Howard's 3-point average in Taiwan.
He's probably shooting like 20% from three.
20 is very, 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 very generous.
Okay, that no zero. Way. Can I guess 0% if that's the case?
It's a little bit above zero.
No, I think he made a three. I remember seeing him make a three.
Let's say 6%.
I'm gonna go 8%.
Okay, it's actually improved. It's improved since I last saw it. It was 12%. Now it is 22%.
Bro, does that Damn. Shit say he is 8 of 35?
8 of 35 from three.
Yeah, he needs to continue doing what worked from the NBA. And stay away from what didn't. That's for sure.
I won't be shocked if he's playing point for them.
Jalen, who did you think has the highest potential to rise significantly and which team has the highest chance to fall significantly?
Yeah, so I do agree that the Pelicans, and I think that Memphis, the Pelicans, and the Mavericks have the highest potential to rise. I know Memphis is already 2-seed, but I do think that they can catch Denver. I think it's a 6-game gap right now.
Five-game gap right now.
I think it would take a lot, but I do think that they could catch Denver by getting hot in the second part of the season. Dallas has the weakest strength of schedule left.
Yeah, they have the easiest strength of schedule.
Yeah, they only play.
The Pelicans have the third easiest as well. So
yeah, the Pelicans are up there with.
I don't trust them against any team.
But it depends, like, on, you know, it obviously depends on if they get Zion back or not. Even with just B.I., they're still, like, a great team, but Zion puts them over the top, in my opinion. And when it comes to falling, I think that the Kings, obviously, are right there when it comes to falling. I think that the Kings, the Clippers, I will say the Clippers, even though I've seen enough from the new team to realize that we can beat other good teams, but I do think that it only takes 1 or 2 games, and we have one unpredictable superstar when it comes to injuries. And I do think that the Warriors without Steph have a real chance of like sliding They're very inconsistent when they don't have Steph in the lineup. I know Steph's getting reevaluated, but the type of injury that he got when he hurt his ankle this time, that's a lingering type injury. It's not an injury that
Yeah.
goes away with 2 weeks of rest.
And they're bad on the road as well.
And they're terrible on the road. And they
They're one of the
have,
worst teams in the NBA on the road. They're 7-22.
7-22 on the road is so ridiculous.
Man.
It's
And
like the fourth worst record in the league.
And even at home, they face a good comp. They face Denver one time, Milwaukee one time, the Sixers one time, the Grizzlies twice, the Clippers twice, and the Kings once. So
And they face the
it's
Timberwolves
no
twice and Golden
pushovers.
State as well.
There's not one pushover on that on the teams I just named for their home stand. So they got to get it right.
Everton at 20-22 is crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They're one of the worst teams I've ever seen on the road, or
Yeah.
a team that's supposed to like be good, at least.
I mean, tomorrow, aren't they on the road against LA? I believe they are in Los Angeles for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is that a
they are.
TNT game?
Yeah, that is a TNT game.
No, I mean, yeah. I feel like every Warriors and Lakers game is
That
national
needs to be
television.
removed from TNT. No one wants to see that on TNT. I'm sure there's another game on TNT that they could sneak in around that time. And
Bad news. There isn't.
come on, Denver and Cavs play. They can't stick that on there.
I mean,
I guess that's in the East Coast. You can't have them playing.
Grizzlies and Sixers? Oh,
Yeah,
are you
that's
talking
on
about that
this.
time zone?
I mean, Portland and Sacramento is a better matchup than that.
Is it?
Put them on national
Is
TV.
it?
It's
I
Sacramento,
mean,
so
is it
yeah, it's a
really?
nine. It
The
truly
Fox's
is.
the game? I
Yeah,
mean,
who wouldn't want to see that?
considering it's at 10 p.m., me?
So you would rather see
I'm straight
LeBron
as shit.
James play and
I'm
AD play
probably not
bully ball?
watching that game either. I'm not staying up to watch bad basketball. Hell no.
But yeah, we'll see what the Western Conference how it ends up. You know, there's so much teams that can. I really feel like when the year ends, like we're gonna look at them like, damn, that really ended up happening.
Yeah, there's gonna be some unexpected stuff that happens. I just
I
see
just
it.
hope that whoever you guys root for, whoever's listening, that your team does good. And if, for the Warriors, this is one of the few years where I'm a Warriors fan. I'm cool with playing like trash and losing because, hey, imagine you get Victor. Oof,
One
that's
ping
nasty.
pong ball rolls your way in.
Right,
You're
but
in the
we're
top
not
four.
discussing this possibility at all.
I don't want to. I'm just making a good point for Warriors fans who are stressed out about their
It's
team prospects.
possible.
Pelicans too. Shit, you know.
Nah, just stop. Just stop.
I'm giving just
I mean,
ideas.
We're not going that
the
path.
Pelicans could end up getting a lottery pick anyways, even if they just make it, because the
Yeah, the
Lakers.
Lakers fell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, like that, like they could get two if they bottom out, the Lakers bottom out. Hey, shit, who knows? But I don't think they'll bottom out, to be fair, because of the schedule and the fact that Zion's what, 2-3 weeks out? Like that's so long. Like that's really, the
Yeah.
season's over by
Yeah,
then.
because he relapsed.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens to them. On to the Eastern Conference, which really doesn't
Reactivated.
have
Yeah.
too much questions here. Beyond like the eighth, there's like a scrum from like eighth to
Seven
like
to like, yeah.
yeah, 7-2. I guess you include Miami. Even though I'm not too concerned about Miami.
Oh, you mean like the for the plane?
Yeah, because the upper seeds are more or less decided. I'm not gonna lie. I'm more so
Yeah.
looking at the play-in here. Seven. I guess you could include the Knicks because they're only half a game ahead as well, and even the Nets if you want to in that regards.
Probably not.
Five
I think the
through.
Nets are probably safe.
Yeah, so let's go from six. Six through I think 12 are all relatively close. Shit, if you want to go with Orlando too, but I think they're slightly off. Who you got being the four playing teams in the East?
I don't think the Heat will be in the
Damn.
play-in when it's said and done. Like I think they'll be higher up. So I
Okay.
think the Knicks. The Hawks did just fire Nate McMillan, but usually teams when they fire their coach tend to like,
I mean, yeah, Vanna talks.
yeah. I'm gonna say Knicks, Hawks, Wizards, and Raptors.
Okay, so the way it is right now, except for you replace the Knicks and the Heat.
Yeah. I don't think the Bulls are a good team. Even though they play up to competition, but against bad teams, they're fucking terrible. They have a positive win to loss record against like some of the top teams in the East and West. Outside of that, like they're just a bad team. So I
Yeah.
don't really see them doing anything. Pacers
Asia,
aren't
how do
really
you have it?
good.
I think I'm with Felice. I think Miami overlaps New York. So I would go with the Knicks. I think the Hawks will stay the same. I think surprisingly their defense is pretty good recently. So I'm gonna go with them. I think the Wizards will probably make it. They've been playing good recently. Bradley Beal is healthy, even though I just saw a report literally 2 minutes ago he's questionable, but he's been healthy. I think he'll get healthy enough for us to make it. And then Toronto, I trust their coaching staff. I trust Nick Nurse to make it, even though their half court offense is god awful. I don't know if y'all watched the Raptors, bro. My god, bro,
Yeah,
they're a tough
I
wall to
have.
watch.
I have enough to see that
They're
they're
a
bad.
tough watch,
But the addition is really
Bro,
good for them. Adding
they're
Pirtle was good.
yeah, that was the Spurs ruined my life by trading him to the Raptors. Bruh, the way the Raptors played, they're trying to win like 100-99, bro. Like they don't like I swear, bro, their only goal into every game is to just prevent the opposing teams like best players from having good games.
Yeah, Nick Nurse runs a box and one on like the opposing team star
Bro,
player. Like,
he runs the nastiest defensive schemes I've ever seen. And now they actually
crazy.
have a 7 foot center instead of like fucking Siakam.
Bro,
So
what
it's
other
gonna get even
coaches run a
worse.
box and one in the
I
regular
don't know.
season?
Bro, when I saw a box and one in the NBA Finals in what was it, like 2019?
2019, yeah.
I was like, bro, that shit that I was literally seeing on my high school team like fucking 5 months ago. Like, why is this in the NBA? Like, you don't even see that shit in college, bro.
I mean, that's what Nick Nurse does, man. I mean, I still think they make it, even though they should have honestly imploded their pieces in the trade deadline, but
Yeah. I
think
thought they should have
they're good
sold.
enough. I don't see Indiana or Chicago with them not making any moves overlapping them. So yeah, I'm gonna go Raptors, Wizards, Hawks, and then I'm gonna go New York at 7.
All right.
But
Jalen, who you got?
he said he's not at his computer right now.
Right. My bad.
You good?
I'll take his place. I think the Knicks are gonna stay at six, I'm not gonna lie. If not catch the Brooklyn Nets, I
I
don't
mean,
think they're
they're
gonna fall into
half
the play.
the Heat are half a game back, and
I know, but
I just
I
feel
believe in the
like
Knicks more. I'm not gonna lie to you. I just Miami again, there's just too much concerns over there. As we already talked about in the offseason, the funny thing is the same things we said months ago is the exact same issues they have. Obviously, defensively, they'll continue to be solid. That's just how they're built as a team.
Bro, they added 5-time All-Star Kevin Love. What are you talking about?
Oh my goodness.
I actually
Listen.
think Kevin Love is gonna like be a somewhat useful
He's
addition for
gonna
them.
not
You
troll
just
anymore.
know he's gonna hit like 45% of his threes. You just sir, oh my God, he would have been terrible. You just know that for a fact.
Listen. I think as of right now in the second half of the season, I don't know their exact strength of schedules now.
The
But I
Knicks are
think
up there
that
for tough schedules.
the Knicks more belief in them, the way
I
they're
mean, to be
built, yeah.
fair, the Knicks and Heat have the same win percentage in terms of strength of schedule, so it's really neck and neck, to be
Yeah.
honest.
So I'm gonna stick with the
They
Knicks. I'm
have
gonna
three
stick.
matchups with each other though, rest of the
Well,
way.
really?
So
Okay, that probably
yeah,
decided them.
that's probably the decider right there.
I think the first who won the first matchup?
I have no idea, but I
But
can
between
guarantee
who?
between the Heat and Knicks.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I could look it up, but
I guarantee the game,
The
like, it
Knicks
was the
won. It was
Knicks.
a game that came down to the wire.
It was the
And
Knicks. They only played one time this year.
either team score over 100.
yes, actually 106, 104 though. Very low scoring
Kyle
game. Just,
Lowry,
I'm not
3 points in
surprised.
26 minutes.
But yeah,
Shock.
like that's my issue is that Miami's so limited in the half court that it's a big concern down the stretch when teams are gonna lock in here and start treating it almost like a playoff game, obviously, because every game is gonna dictate
Every
pretty
game is gonna
significantly
be
where they end
magnified.
up. So
Yeah.
I trust the Knicks more so in this scenario. So I'm gonna keep the Heat where they are. I think Atlanta make it. I think Toronto, with the addition of Poeltl, is very good for them, at least this year. So for that matter, Nick Nurse finally got the center he wanted, who augments his defense.
His terroristic schemes.
So, you know, Nick Nurse is just, what's it called? Placing his hands together. He happy as hell. And what's it called? Yeah, I don't remember who was against, but there's a game where he was really impressive. I don't remember who it was against, to be fair, but
I mean, he's a good player. He's a good rim protector. He's a good, he's just a good center.
Provides good, inside presence that they center. Never had. Yeah. Their inside presence was terrible. The last time the Raptors had a
good center.
Or exactly. I think it's Jonas, maybe? Oh, I guess
Marc Gasol.
Yeah. So this is a big addition, at least for now. Obviously, down the line, whatever they decide to do in the summer, we'll find out. But for now, that's not the time to care about right now. Yeah. It's a great move for them, which is why I think they hold their spot in the play-in. Maybe even they rise above Atlanta. They're only like a game behind them. I've got the Wizards falling out, I'm not going to lie.
I don't see that happening.
I think if
Porzingis, Beal, and Kuzma play majority games, I think that there's no chance they miss it because they have a really good record together. So,
yeah, you guys have been good since December. I think you guys have been like top seven.
Yeah, the games that
and Wizards have more gimme games. They play the Rockets, they play the Spurs, they play the Pistons twice.
We have 15 games at home, so we have a lot more home games.
Yeah.
All right. Then, okay, I'll keep Wizards, knowing that schedule being heavy home.
They have a lot more games.
I'll give it.
Plus, they play the Raptors three more times, so they probably win at least, like, one or two of those. They should probably be fine.
I wish we played the Timberwolves three more times.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Oh, nah.
I mean, I can't even say anything because I don't remember the last time we beat them. That's how long it's been.
I think it was an OT game in 2019.
Like, yeah. I remember now where Cat got injured and then he came back.
And then, I think Beal hit a game time three and then we lost OT.
Yeah, like, bro, we should have not lost last, was it last week against you guys? Yeah, last.
Last Thursday. 20.
Yeah, like that. Like, Timberwolves and just being up by 20, they have a Chris Finch. And his team, because he can't coach. So I'm not even trying to get into this topic again. But I'm not even trying to say he's a good player's coach, but his adjustments are just not good. So he can coach, but his adjustment, at least the adjustment side of his coaching is very, very, very bad. Which is why we lose a lot of these games where we're up by 20, a team adjusts and we have no response I don't know what's obsessed with him and playing Jalen Noel, to be fair, but I'm not going to get into that. We already ranted about this enough. I'm going to stick with the four teams you guys said. All right. So, again, same question with the East. Who has the highest chance of just bottoming out and who has the highest chance of really rising up? Even though I guess harder in the East and the West.
All right. Bottoming out in the East?
He going to say Philly.
They're
too ahead to be realistic. They're
way too ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They're too ahead for
even though they have that.
Does Bron now mean the 15? Or like?
But I mean, I'm saying like they just like they fall. Let's just say they fall like seven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'd have to because I mean that schedule is crazy. They play they play the Grizzlies. Grizzlies at home, Boston at home. They play Miami at home, and they visit Miami, they visit Dallas, they visit Milwaukee, they visit Indiana, they visit at Minnesota, and it kind of calms down a little bit with Portland and Washington at home. It's like, then you have the Cavs, okay, then you have a gimme against the Hornets, then you go at Indiana, you got two games against the Bulls, which they should probably win because the Bulls are ass. They go at Golden State, which Curry will probably be back by then, since this is like the 24th of March. They play at Phoenix, at Denver, at home against Dallas, at home against Toronto, at Milwaukee, at home versus Boston, at home versus Miami, at Atlanta, at Brooklyn. Like, who made this schedule, bro? That was the most brutal shit I've ever read.
They cooked up something nice for y'all.
Those first six are crazy.
Those first seven are literally, like, insane. Like those first 7 to 8 games is like fucking insane. I wasn't gonna say the Sixers. I think the team in the East that could bottom out the most. Shit. I don't. What do we
I
consider
think,
bottoming out though? Because I don't think there's gonna be too much change.
let's say drop
yeah,
three
I was
seeds.
about the same. I think, honestly, Brooklyn,
Maybe
maybe.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah, because they're only a game up on New York, and I
By
mean
two
they
games.
2 games off on New York and Miami, right? So,
Yeah.
shit, I don't know. I don't know if I trust Miami to go on a run, but they could theoretically with the. I was about to say with Kevin Love. No, I think if they go on a run, it'll be like kind of despite of him. But
I
I
mean,
could see them falling, going to the play, maybe. But
Miami plays the Knicks, Sixers, and Cavs a total of 8 times, and they also play the Bucks and Grizzlies, and they play the Nets. So those are like 11 tough games right there.
for
If I did
who
my
which
math
team
right,
come up?
the Heat.
The Heat?
They play the Knicks three
No, the
times.
Heat
They
are
play the
just, I
Sixers
don't know,
three times.
they're so
Play the Cavs
unpredictable.
twice. Play the Bucks. Play the Grizzlies, and they play the Nets.
Like I heard Kyle Lowry is like finally quote unquote healthy now. Like his knee is healthy, so
Oh, I'm
I
sure.
don't know, maybe he provides a spark all of a sudden, but
10 points, 37% from the field, 31% from three.
bro, the Heat are just the biggest wild card. Like, I could see them being good or terrible. Like it's
I
like
just
no
they're
in
just
between.
mid, like there's really nothing else to it.
Yeah, that's
Like
they're
they're
like why is
literally
that
the
said?
definition of mid, bro. Their point differential is literally zero.
Yeah.
They have kind of the same problems as Toronto. Although Toronto got another big. I feel like Miami still needs another big besides Bam, but they're
They
kind of
need
like a
another
better
like
version of Toronto.
center. Yeah.
I feel like
Yeah.
Toronto solved their biggest issue, so at least I'm not saying that's gonna make them all of a sudden way better, but their shooting, for example, has to go up, things like that have to trend up. But now you got a good defensive center for a team that was literally devoid of it. So
The
I
Heat
think their
have
defense
kind of
should
like
get
the
way
same
better.
issues because they can't really score in the half court setting. Besides Jimmy Butler, who's scoring is weirdest thing you've ever seen in the history of basketball.
In the playoffs, it's
Bam Adebayo.
hilarious how all of a sudden
Yeah.
he can shoot the ball significantly better. I'm not saying he's
Yeah,
greatest in the
I don't
past.
know how that works. And the playoffs just spawn and then +16 in 3-point percentage just magically fucking happens. I don't know how this happens every year.
Every time without fail to like you just bet
And it's
on
some of the most boring shit I've ever seen in my life. I promise you, I've never seen a least entertaining player in my life.
like it's hilarious. Jimmy Butler is a funny guy, really funny guy.
Unless it's Bryn Forbes, he's just averaging 40.
Bryn Forbes, that nigga is seeing jail time. He's not
Yeah.
yeah, we don't talk about that.
like he's not,
I mean, he owned
like
Jimmy
yeah.
Butler, so.
He did, but
That was 2 years ago, right?
I
Yeah,
guess
that was great
Milwaukee, yeah. basketball. Great
I was
basketball.
tears in my eyes when I was enjoying that series. It was beautiful. But anyway, yeah. So you who do you guys think can rise up? Was it Miami A's you said or
Rise.
I didn't say rise.
That was going down. Going
Yeah, I
down
said
probably
maybe
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. I
Yeah, I'll
said
go with
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Even though I love Brooklyn and the way they're constructed. I love Brooklyn, so but obviously, just based off talent wise, I think they, even though they have a really good team, like all around, they just don't have that. We've seen it against Philadelphia at the end of that game, where they lack that one player who can create big advantages.
I think, all right, for the team that I think could rise in the East, and can we consider this a rise if they're the 4 seed?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Cavs.
Yeah, I think the Cavs could go, given their strength of schedule is 27, and they also play a lot of the teams they're like under in the standings like a couple times. They play the Celtics twice and the Sixers once. They play the Nets twice and they play the Heat twice. And they also have a lot of gimmies. They play the Pistons, Rockets, Magic, and Hornets a combined 7 times the rest of the
Oh,
way. That's a third of their games right there.
yeah.
So I think there's a possibility maybe Cleveland could rise as high as like 2, maybe.
I guess one if they can go to two.
I think Boston has the 1 seed secured, probably.
All right, fair.
Yeah, I mean, although Milwaukee's on what, like a 12-game winning streak.
That's about to end soon, I'd
Yeah, I think that's
imagine.
gonna end
Yeah, without Giannis here.
without Giannis and Middleton being completely washed this season after his injury.
And he's on Bobby hurt too right now as well, on top of that. So
Bobby Port, I think so. Yeah, I think he might be hurt. But
he is,
I
huh?
don't think there's gonna
When
be
is
too
Jay Crowder?
much.
When is Jay Crowder gonna play?
I'm
I
sure he
have
could
no. I
play.
forgot he existed, bro.
Yeah, he got
Yeah, I
traded
forgot
now.
he was on the Bucks.
Bro, that's insane. A role player requested a trade and hasn't
And he
played.
first
That
time
is, that's just
Korkmaz?
that's a funny
all
question.
right, bro. That's not an NBA player.
Bro, imagine like Johnny Davis requests a trade. That'd be the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, he's getting traded to the G League.
Yeah, Bobby Portis doesn't come back yet. I don't know. Maybe he's coming back now, but
Yeah, maybe the Sixers could rise to the two seed now that Milwaukee has some stuff. That's not really like, rising. They're what, two
they're
and a half
third, yeah,
games
they're
behind them?
right there, yeah.
So it's 'cause the East is different from the West. Like there's not that much like
Yeah, like I don't see Atlanta rising.
There's no crazy fluctuations, I guess.
I don't think there's gonna
Yeah.
be any crazy fluctuation because like most of these teams, you know what they are. Like
I'm gonna
there's
go
I
with,
could
can I
see
go? I'm gonna go with
maybe
the Raptors.
Raptors.
I just
I
think
mean,
they still
in their
have a
last few
lot of the
games,
same issues.
I
They're
could see
five
a
and one in their
scenario
last six
where.
games. They're 5-1 in their last six games. Their schedule coming directly out the break, the first couple of games doesn't look, it looks difficult in general, but and listen, as
They
surprising
have
as it
the
is to
fifth
say with the
hardest
Nick
strength of
Nurse team,
schedule.
as hard as it's as tough as it says to, oh my God, am I forgetting how to speak? As crazy as it sounds, a Nick Nurse defense, the Raptors even have been pretty porous this year, so I think adding Poeltl helps that out significantly.
Thing is, they play the Celtics, the Bucks, the Nuggets, the Sixers, the Cavs, and the Heat a combined 9 times.
Damn, but I'm
The
saying
rest
like
of
maybe they rise to like seventh or something or eighth.
the
Not seven, sorry, eight, not seven, eight.
it,
They rise to
yeah,
eight.
it could rise to 8. That's a yeah. I just don't
Interesting.
see any crazy fluctuation in the East besides maybe the Nets bottom, not bottoming out, but like dropping to the play-in. Because
Yeah.
I don't really like their roster is good, but they don't really have a go-to scorer. Because Cam Thomas, like that little insanity run was cool, but I don't think he's that player. And he's not even playing anyways. Jack Vaughn does not
It'll
play him.
probably be like Dinwiddie some nights, Mikal some nights.
It's not really their
Got
best. I mean,
45
their
before
defense
the
is
break.
good. I'll give them that. Their defense is really good. But
Mikal's 45 is crazy. That was
yeah,
against
well, again,
Miami too.
that was a lot of just great play calling.
That was a lot of great, yeah, like structured plays. Like he wasn't
Yeah.
actually like,
Now he
just
was
going
running
out
off the
there.
ball a lot of
Yeah.
times, like,
It's not like he was
yeah.
going out there bringing the ball up, just pulling up from three, Hezzy getting to the basket, like none of that stuff. It's
It's just he's
just like
very like took advantage of the play
it was
calls. Yeah.
very smart play calling, and yeah, he was obviously hitting shots, so that's what he scored
Although,
for.
are you giving what's the name, Jacques Vaughn,
Hell no.
credit?
I was literally about to slander him right now. Because his rotations are ass. He's lost them. I've watched Nets games since like they've done that trade. At least three of the games that they've lost since they've made that trade have purely been on his rotations. Because he did, for some reason, he sees Cam Thomas drops 40 like 3 times in a row, or however many times it was, and he's playing him like 10 minutes a game.
Nah, did you see
Yeah.
the quote? You see what he said?
What do you say?
What did he
So
say
Jacques
about?
Vaughn said on Cam Thomas scoring 30, 40 points in 3+ games, in three straight games, I'm sorry. He said
Hey,
super
he said something
happy
about
for him.
like he don't care about it.
He was like super happy for him, but at the same time, he lost two of those games. So the ultimate goal was to create a team and an atmosphere where everyone could be a participant and we're going to utilize and maximize everyone's talent.
That's crazy. It's
And those
funny,
games
one
that they
of the
lost were to the Suns and the Clippers, and he was the only reason that
yeah,
they were even
well,
in that.
yeah.
He's the only reason they're in the game.
Yeah.
Against the
I'm not gonna lie,
Sixers.
I did Jalen, I didn't even know that quote existed until now. That is a very embarrassing quote.
I saw it on Twitter earlier too.
And that's, you are head coach. How do you not know the context when you're literally sitting 2 feet away from him?
Because Jack Vaughn is a bad coach. And I said this when they fucking hired him. People thought, oh, you're just hating. No, look at his track record. He's ass.
I'm a Jack Vaughn believer. Just maybe Steve Nash has blinded me from seeing what
good coaching is. Steve Nash was that bad.
Like, he looks so far superior to Steve Nash, for example. But I mean, that quote was hilariously bad because if you're a coach, you should know the context that the only reason why you're in those games is because Cam Thomas was going crazy.
Yeah. Bro, like when they played the Sixers, like, was it like the first game after the trade?
Yeah.
They literally had nobody that could create their own shot.
And that's why they lost at the end of the game. It's really Dinwiddie was the only player. And if that's your only player, then.
And Cam Thomas was getting like 10 minutes, bro.
Yeah. And to be fair, Cam Thomas has to become a smarter player. He turns it over a lot. He takes dumb
he's
shots.
Still young, though. You got to develop him.
He gets no playing time to get smarter.
He has to be in those situations in order to develop. He's not playing. Yeah. They made him hold like the fucking G League and the fucking Summer League. Like,
right. Like,
yeah, looking at the roster, they just have a lot of guys who they can get when they're hot. They're like Seth Curry, Joe Harris.
Seth Curry's not in the rotation anymore.
He's not in the rotation, but I'm saying if he gets hot.
Yeah.
Then obviously he can catch fire, right?
Yeah, he could drop 30 on a given night. I guess it'll.
Yeah. Same with Cam Johnson, Patty Mills. Like those are like heater players, but they're either ice cold or hot during games.
It's funny because Joe Harris has been insane since they made the trade.
Yeah, surprisingly, since the trade, he hasn't been missing shots.
Funny ass guy.
But game seven with the championship on the line. Well, not on the line, but you get my point. They probably would have made it.
Games 1 through 7 of the second round in 2021. Oh no, nah. Brick City.
Dorian Finney-Smith is up to a rough start offensively for them. His defense is always going to be good, but he's not been hitting shots. And then Ben Simmons,
there's not that much playmaking on that team.
I'll stop playing him if I'm
Ben Simmons is courtside speaks on the court. Like,
oh wow, okay, all right. Yeah, I can shoot a jump.
Did y'all see that quote? It wasn't a quote. It was an article.
It was the Wizards thing.
Yeah, it was about Bradley Beal said. Yeah. It was like he was trash talking Ben Simmons, and he was like mad. He was getting hacked up then, and then Bradley Beal, he bet him. He's like, I'll get 10K. I hit both these free throws.
And then he missed the first one.
And then he said, Beal said, let me make it 20K, and he missed the first.
Yeah. Bro, said, I don't know what happened to Ben Simmons.
You know what's funny? I saw somebody quote tweet that. It was a Nets fan. I think it was Brooklyn Netcast. He was like, he didn't even shoot a free throw against Washington. I'm like,
he did, bro. We were hacking. We were doing hacking.
Like, no, he's trying to talk about in a Brooklyn Nets. This was not in a Brooklyn Nets jersey, was it? This is back in Philly days.
No, this is when we faced them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he's out here talking this about was the Brooklyn days. Like this happened back a while ago. So,
yeah, Brooklyn Netcast was like, yeah, he didn't even shoot a free throw when we played them. I was like, bro, if anything, that would just be worse. Like, that just means that nigga's not aggressive.
Bro, finding Nets fans after KD and Kyrie left is pretty hard.
I mean, they got a good team right now, right? They got good young pieces.
Yeah.
They just need to figure out now who's going to be that guy who's going to create those advantages for those guys. Because you got a lot of elite role players, but it kind of doesn't work if you don't have that one star leading the way.
It's funny because if you plot Kevin Durant onto this team, which obviously you can't do, like, that would be pretty fucking good.
Yeah, right.
It's really funny how that works.
Even if they kept Kyrie, for example, because same any star player here would thrive in this team.
They just need a 3-level scorer that could fucking.
But I don't know where they're gonna get one from. I'm not gonna lie to you.
They have the assets,
but then again, is it even worth gutting at this rate? But yeah, okay. That is a wrap here. We'll be back next week. We'll be back weekly now since the season's about to end. And I guess we'll get to kind of see a little bit of what we were talking about in terms of what the hell goes on in the conferences next weekend. Whatever time we record next week. Player of the week, none. Team of the week, none, obviously. Or I guess you could say team Giannis and Tatum if you want.
I would say the Bucks is based on when they last played.
Azad, one played the last 7 days, bro.
No, I'm saying last week. Well, last pod.
I guess you could say Milwaukee.
because they were on a 12-game winning streak. So,
no, yeah. All right, okay, so we would say your player of the week and give one. You can't say shout outs.
Giannis. From last week?
Yeah, like the same way you named the Bucks
team. Bro, league. You know, I gotta do my research for player of the week, man. I can't. Shit, I'll give my player the All Star weekend.
Okay, who's your player of the weekend?
Shout out to Kevin.
Kevin.
Shout out to Buddy Hield for losing a lot of people money.
Man. I mean, he lost by 1 point, right? In the final? Was it like 1 point? I think he had like 25 and Dame Buddy had 26.
Hield, yeah, he lost by the last shot.
Yeah, so.
What the last week? All right, never
mind. I think he had 25 and Dame got 26 or something.
Ignore that. Because he got injured in the second. Stats are fucking skewed.
Who are you searching up?
I was searching up Giannis, but then that first number that appeared was concerning. So I actually looked.
I mean, player of the week probably for me would be Damian Lillard. So that's would probably be. He's going crazy. Probably picking player of the week a lot more.
Just you know what? He's been, but, Since we're not taking that seriously, give me Bradley Beal. All
right.
Your
27 points last
year. Yeah, I'm gonna say Dame. He averaged 48 and 6.
Yeah, he's been insane. But yeah,
I think there's only two games, but
he's the right option for sure.
He said Dame. I miss her.
Jalen, did you have any other answer in mind?
No.
All right, then
there
we'll
was
see,
only two games last week.
Yeah, so yeah, most teams didn't really play much. I was going to shamelessly say Anthony Edwards, but then I realized I can't.
Why? Why did you realize you can't?
Yo, since we're not taking this very seriously. Let's see, why troll?
He took an L against Washington.
Why troll?
I don't know. Who do we beat before Washington? I feel like we beat a team. Oh, it was the Dallas Mavericks. Whatever. I'm still not gonna nominate it. I'm saying Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stick with
it. If I really want to troll Anthony Edwards, it'll be at least after we win games. You can't really shamelessly troll if your team isn't winning. You know what I mean? So we'll keep that day. You really can't choose another team of the week. Can't. I don't know what.
Milwaukee we're basing
lost,
it
like,
off
2-3
very
weeks.
Very few games.
Yeah, and regardless, you can go back like a month ago almost and probably pick Milwaukee again.
Yeah, I mean, the 12-game winning streak is kind of crazy.
So, I mean, I don't think they can. They could break their record, right? Because the record's 33.
They are not breaking the record.
I'm just saying, like, mathematically,
hypothetically,
it is in play.
Hypothetically speaking, they could. Like, mathematically, they could because there's enough games left.
So, Giannis just comes back and plays. Who knows?
They might lose the next game that they play.
Who do they play right off the break?
The Heat. You know that's going to be the most disgusting game of basketball you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, especially if Giannis doesn't play. Oof.
You just know that game. That game screams like 99 to like 90.
Yeah. That would be the kind of game where Grayson Allen hits like 9 threes. I don't know. I have a feeling something like that would happen.
I'll be the type of game Drew Holiday has like 30 points on like 40 true shooting.
He just did that against Boston, didn't he? Didn't he just?
He had like 40.
40 something? Yeah. Oh my
God. Like 7 40. Three. Yeah, but on good efficiency. I said on 40 true shooting.
And he was clutch, bro. Was it? Oh, four. Drew Holiday, bro. If he was not one of the best defenders of this generation. Oh, because I feel like, because offensively he always struggles. I just feel like it's.
He's an inconsistent offense.
His defense is so special, like it doesn't matter.
Gonna have people live tweeting his field goal percentage.
Oh,
but that was hilarious.
He's funny for that. He is hella funny for.
He did it for like three games. That was like, all right, bro.
Did he get called out for it too?
Who?
Somebody screenshotted and said this is crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was on Instagram. I saw it on like one of the Instagram meme pages. I think it was. I forgot which one. I saw
but
it.
I appreciate y'all coming on. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, with obviously, there's always things to talk about because you know there's a lot of great games coming up. There'll be a lot to discuss. And hopefully, none of us come back and have to do a rant. That's what I'm hoping. So. You can just focus on other things.
I guarantee one of us will.
We shall see. I'm confident that I will not have to rant next week.
I mean, what? One person here has Russell Westbrook on his team, so it's definitely
Oh,
possible.
respect Russell Westbrook, bro.
And we'll see what happens.
He gained a 20-point triple double first game with the Clippers.
On 30 true shooting.
We're not worried about shooting efficiency, Felice. That's not what we worry about.
Crazy, man.
Just
best
the counting
buyout
numbers.
market, best buyout market I've seen in a long ass time, and a certain GM ended up with Dwayne Dedman. Like, okay, bro.
Who Heat fans wanted out really bad, by the way.
Oh,
like
that is
the Heat
hilarious.
literally have the same problem that the Sixers have, the backup center.
But I'll see
Sure.
you guys next week, y'all.
Sure.